Hi, I'm Martha Finney, president of Engagement Journeys.
And I'm Duncan Matheson. I am a career coach and a consultant and have my own firm called Duncan Matheson and Associates.
Together, we're authors of the new book, Unlock the Hidden Job Market, 6 Steps to a Successful Job Search When Times Are Tough, based on Duncan's expertise in helping senior executives find and land new jobs in good times and bad. As we were developing our book, certain themes kept cropping up again and again, so we thought we would put together this podcast series to help you understand how to find that great job opportunity that's waiting out there for you in the hidden job market. In this episode, we'll be talking about the fact that you don't have to have a job in order to get a job. Are you ready, Duncan?
I sure am.
Okay, let's get rolling here. All right, so Duncan, it used to be that the common rule of thumb was that you're best positioned to find new jobs when you already have a job. You don't have that desperate vibe going on. You already look like you're in demand in the marketplace. But you are saying these days that that's not necessarily true anymore. Can you expand on that?
Oh, yes, Martha. I love this myth. It amazes me sometimes because it's this attitude that it's better to have a job if you want a job really negates reality. And I should say that it is true that having a job sometimes helps with personal self-confidence. You know, if you're confident because you're from a position of strength because you have a job, yeah, that's great. Maybe that's true. But even in spite of that, this confidence can be dealt with. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about why that's true a little later. But it's false. You know, it's not true because there are some very practical reasons that this theory doesn't hold water, and a lot of it boils down to when you don't have a job, you have the time and the focus to do a job search right, which means that it'll take less time to get there, and you're going to have a better shot at getting what you want.
You also say that it's conceivable that you might actually look more appealing and desirable to a potential employer when you are currently at liberty, as they say. Can talk about why that is?
Well, you're desirable for a number of reasons. And I think, first of all, it's really helpful to think about what's the disadvantage for an employer to hire somebody who's already working. And there's a number of them. First of all, if you're already working, you're not going to be available right away. So if I make a job offer, I now have to wait X number of weeks for you to come and work for me. The second thing, and this is a really common thing, is that managers are very concerned that if they go through the whole exercise of recruiting this person, that at the end of the day, they'll simply take an offer and go back to the applicant will go back to their employer and say, hey, I got another offer. Will you give me a raise or a better job or whatever that might look like? Or that the previous employer will simply step up and say, you know, we really want you and change the game. So, you know, there's some real negatives to hiring somebody that's already employed, and as a result, the person who's unemployed really provides much more value in terms of availability and maybe even the time of being able to get the right person in.
So they can step up to the plate instantly. They're not likely to play negotiation games. They are eager to get a new job, and they might actually be more appreciative of the job as opposed to somebody who might be feeling like he's in the catbird seat. Are there any other advantages to hiring somebody who is currently unemployed?
I think that it gives, for the hiring manager, it really gives them an opportunity. In today's market, there are so many really, really talented people out there today that for a hiring manager not to to really scour that portion of the market, they really could be potentially missing on some big gold.
So that's the job market in and of itself. It's like the hidden recruitment market.
It is, very, very much so. So I just, you know, my counsel to any manager is particularly in times like now, where a lot of good people are on the street because of the change of the economy, they're just smart to play it that way. And for the person who's unemployed, other than the fact that I suppose it's comforting to be part of the legions of people that are on the street right now. It's important to recognize that there are some advantages from both sides to really work from the unemployed ranks as opposed to people who are employed.
All right, so you're unemployed and you've been unemployed now for, not you specifically, Duncan, but you, the generic you. You're unemployed for 6 months and you're beginning to feel just a little discouraged and hammered. How do you exude that self-confidence when you go into an informational interview or even a job interview when in the back of your mind you're thinking that you were so undesirable because nobody seems to want you?
I think one of the things that is a challenge for folks is that when we lose our jobs and we lose the job title and we lose the logo on our business card, we somehow think that something's been taken away from us, that we aren't quite the full person we were before. And it's evidenced by the way we simply struggle with the words that we use to describe our current situation, our current employment status. And there's nothing farther from the truth, because the reality is that everything that you brought to your previous employer still exists within you today. You still have the capabilities. You still have the talent. You still have the knowledge. And it's just really simply a matter of if tomorrow you are in a new job, you will be fully capable to hit the road running and do a spectacular work for your next employer. So I think one of the first and foremost things is that people need to understand who they are and what they bring to the table. And as they walk into any potential employer or any networking meeting or anyone where they're discussing how they might be able to help that employer, you really should be thinking of yourself as a peer. You are a peer. And you should expect to be treated that way. And you should operate on that basis. Because when it gets right down to it, if there's any kind of a negative about not having a job and you're looking at a job, it's a battle that comes within. And battles within can be tackled and they can be solved. And they can be done with the right kind of attitude and approach. But my main message to people is, just because they took away your business card does not mean that they took away who you are, your talents, your capabilities, and your value to an employer.
Would you say also that working on a system like the one that we lay out in the book, Unlock the Hidden Job Market, gives you that feeling of being employed and being purpose-driven, even though you may not be drawing a paycheck? So when you are out there on these interviews and meeting the people, that you do have a job, and that job is to find a really great job and even turn down jobs that are not necessarily so great. So you do have a purpose in life. And you can draw your confidence from that.
Well, I think it's not only just a purpose, but it's a mission. And what I've discovered is that one of the challenges of being unemployed for my clients is that without the structure of employment, without the structure of a job around them that gives them daily to-dos, if you will, daily challenges that they have to respond to and react to, without that flow of energy, they often are kind of stuck when they're unemployed because that flow goes away. And so people get into a situation where they simply don't know what to do and they don't feel in control. And so in Unlock the Hidden Job Market, we really look at what is it you do? How do you build and start and integrate and drive a campaign forward to uncover opportunities in the hidden job market so you know every day what you're going to be doing. You know what your mission is. You know what your purpose is. And as you begin getting success from that energy and direction, that is one of the main drivers of how we feel successful. Because the reality is that we may be extremely competent in our work and in our jobs, but when we're looking for a job, it's a different kind of skill set. It's a different kind of abilities. And in fact, the very skills that get you a job aren't the same skills that require you to do the job. And so what I ask people to do is be competent in the job search, because the most competent people in the job search, they get the best jobs.
So one big confidence hammer, of course, is credit rating. And with a lot of people out of work, and it's taking longer and longer to find a job, some people are suffering kind of a hammered credit rating lately. Can you speak to how the working the hidden job market actually benefits you when your financial past may not necessarily be so spotless anymore?
Well, I think the main thing it helps with is it helps to get a job a whole lot sooner than waiting around for that job posting to get out there. Because nothing cures a problem like that than the ability to fix it. You know, I think whether it's a financial challenge that people have, or credit rating problem that they have, or that they feel like they're too old or too young, or they experience or not experience, or they, you know, there's a whole number of things that haunt us in our job search, that get in our way and really paralyze us in our search. And so my message to people is that whatever that thing is that you're concerned about being paralyzed with, that you want to be able to come up with a very specific strategy for how you deal with that, both in terms of, and the way I usually like to think about it, I think about it in terms of, if someone were to ask you the question that you fear the most, do you have an answer for it? So every time I go into a job search with somebody and help them with that, I say, well, what is your question that you're most concerned about? And this question that you brought up, Martha, the one about I'm a credit mess, and what everybody's telling me is that, you know, part of reference checking is we're going to check credit ratings, is that you want to be able to have an answer to that question. So an example of that, and I was working with a client who had this very issue, and the example that she and I came up with, or what we came up with as a solution, is we prepared when the question of credit ratings came up or credit check was coming up, she had a soundbite for it. She said to them, when you look at my credit rating, you're going to see less than stellar results. And the reason for that is I, like millions of other people, have been hammered by losing my job in the midst of an upside-down mortgage environment. And I had to do some things to deal with that challenge. And one of the things I'm most excited about this job is that it's going to give me an opportunity to get those things back on track. And the best thing about it is that I know that it's going to really help me be even more focused and more dedicated to being successful in this job, because I'm really intent and purposeful about getting that part of my life back on track. So when she did that, she actually had the answer. And it was the truth. It was exactly the way she felt about it. It really resonated for her. She felt like she could say it with confidence. And she felt that she made herself even more valuable because of this challenge that she was facing in her personal life. So my suggestion to anybody, whether it's this issue or other issues you're worried about, think about that really scary question. Come up with an answer that demonstrates how it makes you even a better employee for someone, and from that, build strength in your own search and your own confidence of being going out there in the market. Because when it gets right down to it, that's what this is fundamentally about. It's fundamentally about who you are, what you bring to the table, and that you don't become your own worst enemy.
The hidden job market is full of hope and opportunities to make great relationships where you have the chance to speak to your past in this way, and that's one of the reasons why I'm so excited about what we're offering our readers in this book. I feel like it's going to add so much help and even a skill set to a lot of people to jump back into the world of work again. So everybody, thanks for listening to this podcast episode. If you've just joined us, please remember that there are many more episodes to listen to. We hope you'll find them interesting and that they'll give you the focus you need to get out there and explore the hidden job market. When you're ready to learn more, please visit us at www.unlockthehiddenjobmarket.com.